The Voice from Jerusalem presents Yuval Shomron's program, Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Psalm 130, 1-8, a song of ascents. Out of the depths I have cried to thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice, let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning. Indeed, more than the watchman for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with him is abundant redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Today I'd like to do something slightly different on Hebrew Highlights. Let's concentrate on this one psalm and look at a number of wonderful words. Verse 1. Out of the depths I have cried to thee, O Lord. The Hebrew word for depths is ma'amakim. As in English, it can be used to describe the depth of water, a valley, or as in this case, a depth of spiritual need. In a way, the writer is saying to God, look how low I've sunk. I cannot possibly go any lower. I need you now. Verse 2. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Supplications, or tachanunai in Hebrew, are requests for pardon or amnesty or pity. Again, the psalmist is asking for the Lord's immediate attention and hearing. Verse 3. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? Tishmar is the original word translated here as mark. Literally, it means to keep or save or guard. In other words, if the Lord kept track of all of our sins, we could not stand. Verse 4. But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. As often happens in the book of Psalms, the writer gets his answers in the middle of his prayer. He remembers and grasps hold of God's forgiveness. The concept of forgiveness leading to fear may seem a little of a paradox. Keep in mind that the word here for be feared is tirah. This is a fear of God which includes awe and respect. Each time the Lord forgives us, we need to remember that we deserve to die for our sins, and only by his mercy do we get another chance. Verse 5, I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. The word translated do I hope is hochalti. It implies a waiting for something to happen. In other words, a hope which we expect to be fulfilled. Verse 6. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning. Indeed, more than the watchman for the morning. In Hebrew, the last half of this verse says, Mi shomrim laboker shomrim laboker. It could be translated, more than the morning watchman anticipate the coming of the morning. There are two dynamics involved in this verse. First of all, we are absolutely sure the Lord will come, just as morning always does. Secondly, as the morning watchman, we will be very relieved when he comes with his salvation. Verse 7. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with him is abundant redemption. Suddenly the psalmist switches from the personal to the collective, realizing and reminding us that this redemption is for all of God's people. The phrase, Ki im Adonai ha chesed, actually says, for with the Lord is the mercy. There is no other place or God which can offer this loving kindness. Verse 8, and he will redeem Israel from all of his iniquities. By saying mikol avonotav, or from all his sins, instead of mikol avonotam, or from all their sins, the writer specifies the nation of Israel as opposed to the people of Israel. In a sense, they are one and the same. Yet by speaking to the nation, the writer has promised that God will forgive national as well as personal sins. Sometimes when we feel that we are calling to God from the very depths of a situation, we find ourselves without words. This is a good time to open the Bible and pray out loud the words given to us by great passages like Psalm 130. It's comforting to know that others have been lost in the valley before us and found a glorious path out. We wait for the Lord, our soul does wait, and in his word do we hope. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.